Tech Talk with Jess Kelly.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With cybersecurity solutions from Vodafone, your business can hack off the hackers. See vodafone.ie/business.
This is News Talk.
Yeah, you're very welcome to the show. Coming up over the next hour, we'll take a closer look at the new Ford Capri EV. What are they doing to the legacy of that car? Emmett Ryan is going to join me to talk about the end of the Bond franchise as we know it, as Amazon takes a step into the picture. And as ever, I'll answer your tech questions. If you want to get in touch, you can do so right now. Drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com. Or you'll find me on Instagram at JessKellyNT. I hope you're well, despite the rubbish weather we've been having over the last wee while. It has been a solid talking point here in the office. Rather than talking about TV and movies and all the rest, everyone, no matter who they are or where they sit on the floor, everyone has been given out about the grim weather. It has been a very grey week, but we did see a bit of sun here in Dublin anyway on Wednesday, so hopefully it'll make a comeback very soon. As I mentioned there, later in the show we're going to answer some of the tech questions, some really interesting ones coming in, and also a lot of feedback to the conversation I had with Dara Cassidy of bonkers.ie in relation to moving provider for your phone and broadband. So I'll get to them a little bit later on. But I want to start this week with our good friend Derek Riley of Nevo.ie. Derek, how are you?
I'm very good, Jess. How are you? You're stalking my LinkedIn or Instagram there recently, and you were liking pictures.
I was liking to sort of note that I had seen it because I needed to talk to you about it as a matter of urgency. I'm normally just looking at your Instagram just to see where in the world you are, because as we all know now, you never sit still. But I think, was it Wednesday of this week, you put up on your Instagram
a very subtle new electric vehicle.
If the Minions had designed a car, it would be the new Ford Capri. Now, I think we spoke about this when images first came out, if memory serves. But just before I share my thoughts, because I'm sure everyone is eager to hear my thoughts, just give us the overview of the Ford Capri.
So the second electric vehicle from Ford after the Ford Explorer, based on the Volkswagen MEB platform. So Ford and Volkswagen are kind of working together to share on cost and research and development. So Ford are using Volkswagen passenger cars, and then Volkswagen are using Ford commercial vehicles. And so there's a number of vehicles coming out that underneath it may be a different manufacturer that has the bones in it. And when this was launched last year, and we did speak about it before, there was a lot of, as I call it, hoo-ha, whether that's showing my age or not, but it is, a lot of people were not happy that the name Capri was used. First of all, they wanted it to be a low two-door sporty coupe, electrified. They wouldn't have really minded, maybe they might have minded that it was electric, but what Ford have done is said we needed a name for a coupe four-door large SUV. And they went back to their older names and they went, Capri, yeah, that's a good name. A lot of people like Capri, did very well for us back in the 70s and 80s. And they stuck that on it. And it has really tested the saying, all PR is good PR.
Yeah. Yeah. So just to give people, so you do have pictures up on your Instagram. So it's riley.derek if you want to go and have a gawk. But do you know what? It kind of looked to me a little bit like, and this could be completely wrong, not a million miles away from the Cybertruck.
It is large. It is blunt-nosed. Yes, very good. The colour is not subtle, as we've alluded to already. You wouldn't want to be skipping off in work or, you know, doing something you shouldn't be doing in a place where you shouldn't be, because it is canary yellow, orangey, banana kind of colour. I'm sure there's a much fancier name than that in Ford. But Jess, everywhere I've stopped, people have come and talked to me about it and asked me about it. What is that? Even yesterday evening I stopped and they were like, that's the first time I've seen the Capri. God, it's not bad in the flesh. So there's a lot of the pictures and the angles that I'm taking. I'm not the greatest photographer in the world, but it is, it's definitely getting attention, and there are people out there that like the look of it. It is a family coupe SUV with a ginormous boot. Wide, you could fit three teenagers in the back. It has that lovely near 15-inch screen sink that they're You can slide up and slide down, but you're not feeling it, Jess.
Do you know what? I'm not feeling the externals just because, and I think you might know this about me by now, but that boxy, bulky look, I just think is so ugly. And since you and I have been doing the slot over the last number of years, as we all know, I don't drive yet. But when I'm in car parks now, I'm gawking at cars the entire time, just out of interest and to see the models that you've mentioned and so on and so forth. And I find that boxy, bulky look, I just wonder, do we need cars that size and those dimensions on Irish roads? That would be my honest feeling.
It's what people are buying, be that electric or combustion or hybrid or plug-in hybrid. People like that upright position. They like to be high up on the road. They feel safer. They can see further into the distance. And it kind of suits electric vehicles because electric vehicles need somewhere to put the batteries. And when it's an SUV, they can go, do you know what? We'll put this up higher so that we can put the battery in underneath. People won't feel, because you were in the MG Cyberstore a couple of months ago.
Yes.
Lovely two-seater sports car. So it can be done. But if you look at the top-selling vehicles in Ireland, it's SUVs. People think they want SUVs. Now, we're starting to see more MPVs, which are the boxier stuff, and also saloons coming back into it. I'm off to Barcelona on Sunday. You'll be following me on Instagram. Kia are having their global EV day, and they've just released the EV4, and they have an option of a hatchback or what they're calling a sedan, is what we call a saloon. So if you do want that traditional shape of car that we would have drawn as kids, it is starting to come back again. And for aerodynamics, it does very well in electric vehicle land as well. But SUV is unfortunately what the consumers are leaning towards, be that electric, petrol, diesel, hybrid, plug-in.
But, and again, this is the monthly stupid question for you, but I suppose, is it a size thing? Because I have noted in some of the EVs that I've been in, given the nature and the design and the fact that it's not the engine and all the rest, they tend to be quite spacious. And like a lot of them, the backs of the cars are very, very spacious, great leg room. Obviously, depending on the car that you get, a lot of them have excellent boot space, and they don't necessarily need to have the big bulky design. So is it more just because it's like a trend, or is there an actual reason for it?
It's a trend, number one. People like that up high, feel like they're safe. They feel like if it's a big bulky car, if something happens or somebody runs into me, I feel safer. That isn't always the case. We've got small cars with 5 euro star end caps. It's about the safety features in the cars. And so it's not always about the consumer likes to feel that they're buying a substantial vehicle on the road that's going to protect them, their family, and they're going to have a vantage point out of it. What we're going to start to see is over the last decades, cars in general are just getting bigger. Cars are sprawling wider, they're longer. Traditional car parks and older car parks with the standard car parking space are now becoming very tight for cars to start parking in because of the newer generation of larger SUVs. And so you're finding, if you're going into the city centre, even in Dublin or Cork or Galway, that if you use one of the older car parks, God, you know what? I'm finding it difficult to bring my car around that car park, to park the car, to open the door versus the car beside it. These are all things you're going to be enjoying, Jess, once you're getting out and about and doing your driving. But cars are getting bigger because that's what people want. People want space. Now, electric vehicles are good because they've pushed the wheels out to the four corners, so they do have bigger floor space, interior space. So you're getting an element of that within an electric vehicle as well.
And in terms of EVs and... Does the size and the weight of the chassis impact the battery consumption and battery usage? So if you're looking for someone who may be driving to Belmullet from Dublin, this may not be the ideal car for you in terms of a door-to-door drive.
Correct, yeah. And thank you for mentioning Belmullet on the podcast, Jess. I always get told that it takes me... that people are out there with stopwatches wondering how long it's going to take before it ends. But joking aside, yes. So the bigger the car means that you need a bigger battery to move it along the road. Aerodynamics is a big factor as well. I was in Oslo a couple of weeks ago with the XPeng X9, a massive MPV, over 5 meters long. But however they've worked the aero on that, it's actually slipperier? More slippery through the air than the Tesla Model 3, which is a beautiful low, four-door saloon. And so aero is of huge importance. But yeah, you do get to a tipping point where the weight of the vehicle to move it from A to B, Dublin to Belmullet, the battery that you're going to have to need to put into that gets so big that the actual weight of the battery then defeats the purpose of putting a big battery into a big vehicle. So yeah, we're starting to find that now. We are starting to see rumors of solid state batteries. Just means that they're going to be more dense, more efficient, less used, etc., etc.
Okay. So let's just do the full rundown of the Capri then. So what are we talking in terms of range? And also, very importantly, what are we talking about in terms of price?
Yeah, so range, they're saying over 600, I think like 627. Now, I don't know what test the cycle they're on, but it's getting nowhere near that. In real world, WLTP is the formula that they use for not just electric vehicles, but for petrol and diesel. It is a cycle where they do a third of the driving on city urban runs in a laboratory environment, a third of the driving on national primary roads, and then a third of the driving on motorways, so higher speeds. So it's kind of an average across all speeds at a 24 degree temperature. So we definitely don't beat that in Ireland on a regular basis. So the WLTP is very much Southern Europe and a mixed driving style. 627 kilometres, what they're saying. I'm getting this week and driving it, one of the first journalists in Ireland to have it, between 380 and 450. I'm doing a lot of motorway. I'm up and down the motorways at the moment. We're down in Port Tarleton on a regular basis. So I'm seeing a lot more. The weather isn't great at the moment. Price is, we are starting at 45, nearly just under 46,000 euros. And that's for the 52 kilowatt hour battery. And then I think it's over 52,000 euros for the larger battery then as well. So coming in around that SUV coupe size and shape and size.
Okay. Do you think it's going to be popular?
Yeah, you know what? The purists out there that love the Ford Capri, they were never going to buy it probably in the first place. And just to confirm, just to come back on that price, it's 49,990. So it's coming in under 50,000 euros. There are a lot of coupe SUVs out there, whether it's the Ford Capri, ID5, Cooper Tavascan. Yeah, people like the shape and size and heft of it. So I wouldn't be surprised if we're going to see a few of these on the road. Some people that don't like the fact that they use the name, as I said, wouldn't be potentially buying it in the first place. So yeah, coupe SUVs are a thing. And I think Ford have done a decent job of the packaging on this. I know you're saying it looks like a Minions car in the yellow, but in other colours, it's definitely better.
Okay, it'll be interesting to see, I suppose, what happens when, you know, we get sales figures and all the rest down the line. You sent me some pictures earlier on of what reminds me, and I know you won't like this, but kind of reminds me of the vehicle in one of the episodes of Black Mirror, you know, the self-driving cars from Black Mirror. Tell me a little bit about what this is.
This is going to be part of that Kia EV Day on Tuesday next week, where we're going to be there at the Global. Usually they hold their EV Days in Korea, but they're bringing it to Barcelona next week. And so they're going to be launching a couple of different cars, the EV4, the EV2, which are two passenger cars. But the one you're referring to is their PBV. I used to think it was purpose-built vehicle, but they're saying platform beyond vehicle. There's marketing people getting paid a fortune. And what it is they've got the platform and they said, okay, rather than sticking a car on top of it or an SUV, why don't we put the most maximum space, so an MPV? So it's out to the corners. It is like a minivan, and you can have it as a commercial vehicle, van, or you can have it as a people mover, be that somebody that has a lot of kids or family, or you might want a hotel shuttle, airport shuttle, whatever it may be, or taxi. I've seen a version of it, a taxi. So I would have seen this last year at CES launched. I would have seen it at IAA in Hanover Commercial Vehicle Show last September of 2024. And now we're getting the actual bones and we're going to have lots of more details next week. But it does look like a self-driving taxi from the future. It is very futuristic looking. I'm not sure if you want to reference Black Mirror because they don't usually end up as good episodes. But it is very futuristic and it is using that Kia design language. So the lighting at the front is what they're calling their star map lighting. So it has that very similar design to the likes of the Kia EV9, which is their three-row, seven-seater. But there are a lot of people out there with big families or have a business and they want to go electric. And the most practical utilization of space, this PB5 is going to tick a lot of boxes for them. We don't know prices yet or battery sizes. We're going to get that next week. But it is the images were just released today that I've sent on to you.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting one, and I'd love to know what you think. You can email me, techtalk@newstalk.com. We will put them out there. So you mentioned that you're on the road again. Are there any big ones that you're excited for over the coming months? Is there any brands that you are eyeing up and hoping to see what they have up their sleeve? Or is all innovation good innovation at this moment in time in the world of EVs?
All innovation is good innovation, as always, Jess, in the world of tech, never mind. But Xpeng, X-P-E-N-G, Xpeng, just recently launched in Ireland. So a brand new brand, less than 10 years old, but has sold hundreds of thousands of vehicles globally. And they launched with their G6, which would be very similar to the Tesla Model Y. And a lot of people are deciding not to go with Tesla Model Ys now, just depending on the the CEO, not the founder. But so some people are looking for an electric SUV of that shape and size and range, roughly. And the Xpeng G6 is ticking a lot of boxes for a lot of people, coming in at a cheaper price, has self-driving capabilities, looking like it's doing a lot. And as I mentioned, I was in Oslo a couple of weeks ago, and they have their X9, which is their three-row SUV, and I just thought it was one of the most amazing people movers for a family that I've seen in a long time. A 21-inch TV behind the second row, so lots of good stuff coming there. But like, all brands are starting to move that towards our electrification targets. We've got some great results in January from the sales are up 20% on last year, and so it is. The positive momentum towards electric vehicles is definitely really kicking in now for 2025, like we talked about last month at CES.
You alluded to Elon Musk there, and I suppose we should probably just talk about it a little bit. Are we really seeing a negative impact on Tesla as a result of what's going on in the US?
Not really, no, but there is more more competition coming to the market. I have visibility on February EV figures mid-month, and it looks like Tesla Model 3 will be the best-selling electric vehicle in Ireland for February. So that was interesting to see. And we have the new Tesla Model Y coming in May. And so some people don't care. Some people don't realize that Elon is connected with Tesla. Some people just want a very efficient electric vehicle. But on the other side, there are a lot of people that are not happy with what he's saying publicly, how he's acting in his new role, who he's supporting online and amplifying online. So we have seen anecdotal figures from around Europe that their sales figures are hit for January. But Tesla do a funny kind of a order delivery system where it's quarterly numbers that they focus on. So they wouldn't be interested in month one or month two, but they will ramp up a lot of sales and deliveries in month three. So I wouldn't be knocking them just yet for Q1 of 2025. But, and as I said, the numbers that I'm seeing for February, Tesla Model 3, they shifted a lot of units, and February is as current as you can get. And those buyers potentially would see what he is doing and what he's about.
Okay, well, look, that's another one that we're obviously going to watch quite closely. We spoke about it on the show last week with Ronan Murphy about the misinformation and disinformation that's going on. There are plenty of conversations happening around the US at the moment on this station and elsewhere, which I'm sure you are all well aware of. But for the moment, Derek Riley of Nevo.ie, as always, thank you so much for joining us here on News Talk.
Thanks, Jess.